Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 54. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, there is no more formidable opponent than death, unlike any other that we face in our lives. There is no masking its ugliness or wishing away its awesome power. Despite all the little victories we may experience in this life, recovering from disease and life-threatening injuries, these merely keep death at bay. Look at death's track record. Death has taken out all people since Adam. As one of my seminary professors was fond of saying, the death rate of the human race is 100%. With 0% margin of error. Death has destroyed the mightiest of kings and emperors. It has broken into every home and taken its toll on every human family. It has robbed every one of its victims of all their earthly possessions. It has filled this world with futile tears and helpless groans. It has inflicted pain even on the greatest of God's saints. With the rare exceptions of Enoch and Elijah, who were taken up into heaven alive, death has won every contest with life. Just look at the powerful weapons death employs. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Death has a sting. It doesn't just make your arm swell up or make you go into anaphylactic shock. Its sting is poisonous and deadly, and there is no EpiPen that can be used in its treatment. The sting of sin's poisonous bite was first felt when the serpent stuck its teeth into mankind in the Garden of Eden. This sting, inherited from our first parents, has spread to all people, showing its symptoms throughout our lives until finally resulting in death. As Paul explains to the Romans, sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all people because all sinned. The strength of sin is the law. The law exposes our sin and condemns it. The word for sin here means missing the mark. Our best efforts to try to hit the target of righteousness are not good enough. God's law demands perfection, and we miss every time we shoot. The harder we try to be righteous on our own, the greater our number of misses. The law points out our errors, our disobedience to God in our thoughts, words, and deeds. The law sentences our sin to death. Since there is no one righteous, when we face the law, our song is, I fought the law, and the law won. But then, as we face certain defeat, Jesus Christ stepped in to fight our battle for us. The Son of God took upon himself our human flesh to live under the law. He faced the devil's fiery darts, the attacks of temptation in the wilderness and throughout his earthly life, but he deflected them with the shield of God's word. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. Tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. He took the strength out of sin by fulfilling the law in our place. And then he took the sting out of death by paying for all of our sins. He took the curse we deserved by becoming a curse for us. The battle culminated on Good Friday. As Luther writes in his Easter hymn, it was a strange and dreadful strife when life and death contended. While it appeared that the enemy had the upper hand, as Jesus breathed his last, his saving mission was completed to destroy the works of the devil. As Luther's hymn continues, Holy Scripture plainly saith that death is swallowed up by death. In vain it rages o'er us. On the third day, Jesus rose triumphantly and declared his victory over death. And by faith in Christ, Jesus' victory becomes our victory. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. This faith is worked through the word and holy baptism, in which we are buried with Christ and then raised with Christ to walk in newness of life. As sharers in Christ's victory, Christ's perfect life is credited to us, and the wrath of the law is removed from us. Who will accuse those whom God has chosen? God declares them free from guilt. And we also look forward to the day when we will enjoy this victory in all its fullness. Our text brings us to the day of our own resurrection, when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality. No one knows when that day will be. It will come suddenly, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Like many of us heard during our Easter services, the trumpet will sound. This time, it will not be heralding the resurrection of Christ, but the return of Christ in our own resurrection. This will be our reveille, when our bodies will be summoned to rise from the sleep of death. For our bodies to enter now into the eternal presence of God, something has got to change about us. The dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Our bodies will be transformed and glorified so that they cannot perish, no matter what force is brought against them. The eternal body we receive in the resurrection will be indestructible and cannot die from any disease or age and cannot rot with gangrene or the grave. When this happens, death is swallowed up in victory. That greedy, insatiable enemy will be forced to succumb and will itself be swallowed up. It will actually become a part of the victory. The risen Jesus who defeated death will now use it for his own purposes. Jesus has repurposed death from a master of the world. It has become a servant of the Easter conqueror. From a jailer, it has become a gatekeeper. From a curse, it is changed into a blessing. From a destroyer of all our happiness, it will usher us into a happiness that will have no end. So death is not the end for believers, but only a great transition into a perfect, endless state. Since Christ has been raised from the dead, The entire complexion of our lives and our work in this world has now changed. We now have a firm foundation for our faith and upon which to build our lives. As participants in his victory, we now live a life of freedom to fulfill our callings. With Christ as our foundation, we trust that he is alive to help us in every time of need, and that he's powerful enough to do everything that he has promised. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Is our hymn of victory over our vanquished foe at the very graves of those that have fallen asleep in Jesus. We chant this great hymn of victory, knowing that death and the grave have lost their power over us who are in Christ Jesus, and that death is to believers the entrance into the eternal joys of heaven. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.